This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Man, it took Elliot 42 minutes to get to me.
To break you?
To break me.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah, you were doing pretty good over
there. Yeah, it's just like, you know what? He kept pushing. I was like, fifth is...
Well, number two got you. That's
He's actually,
number two. He actually is.
He's actually as good a thrower.
Why is he number one?
Oh, yeah.
He should just be number one at this point. That's all that matters.
Well, he's trying to show respect to Pat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's been average the last 2 years.
I know.
He has.
Yeah, I'd take Allen and Burrow over Mahomes.
Right now?
Yeah. Come on, man.
I don't even think that's...
Yeah, it's not crazy.
I think that's a legitimate... Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it is. He's in a. Before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball, I think Mahomes is in a weird position this year where before the Super Bowl, there were arguments that he could be greatest of all time.
Yep.
And coming into this year.
No, some people try to say he was already
greatest of all time.
The hell.
And then, depending on how he plays this year, we could get him. Drop down considerably, I think, on these lists.
Yeah.
I really do.
I agree.
You know, he's only 29, but he's looking kind of fat. You know, the numbers aren't great anymore. Maybe he's washed.
Well, he's got to mix in like a 40-touchdown season here soon.
He has to. He has
now, obviously, some of that is talent around him-wise, but also, come on, Pat.
Well, hold on.
I know.
He's never getting that excuse.
No.
After Brady, like what Brady went through his career. Like, you don't get that excuse.
Yeah. Phil's back on WIP tonight, 6:45 first pitch against the Braves. Talk about a little Phil's here with our guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So like Spike mentioned, Braves in town. They got Ronald Acuna back on Friday. First pitch he saw, he did 450 feet.
Dude, he crushed that.
And he had it off of Nick Pivetta, who, by the way, pitched six innings of one-run ball against that Braves team.
Oh,
so, never a doubt. So, Acuna's back at two home runs over the weekend, but they did lose 2-3. So, it's just been a weird Braves year again. They're two games under 500. They're 8.5 back of the Phils, which is crazy. So, this is a chance to bury that team. Not, you know, it's hard to bury a team this early in the season, but for all intents and purposes, they could really, really step on a throat here.
You know? Well, I'm glad it's here.
Yes, I'm glad it's here as well.
I'm glad it's here.
I feel like around the same time last year, we had a conversation about burying the Braves.
Yes!
And then it was the Mets.
Gillio talking about the season was over with in May.
Yeah. But then it was the Mets that we ended up having to worry about.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yeah, Strider's on the mound tonight, so he's back from a little IL stint. He made two starts this year but didn't go great. We know Strider's history here. There's some good quality juice for this one.
Right? I think so, yeah.
So looking forward to this. Now, let's play a good game of is Jack being a loser, okay?
All right, answer's yes.
It's always yes. But they still have the best record in baseball. And I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want it sends a cold shiver down my spine.
You don't want the best record in baseball.
I don't want the best record in baseball. I'll settle for third, fourth, NL East, I'll take. But this whole now we're back to the best record in baseball thing, it immediately puts me right back into last year. And I don't like last year.
You gotta grow up.
Yeah, seriously.
You gotta grow up. Yeah.
Nope.
They were 15-13. At this point, them having the best record in baseball is good. Don't worry. Things will work itself out. They just had a long stretch against bad teams. They'll lose some games coming up. Having the best record in baseball is good.
It's fine.
It's good.
I just want them at least like third or fourth.
No.
Third or fourth.
You're too worried about pressure on you.
Yeah.
This is all us. You don't care about them.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it doesn't feel like they got to the best record in baseball without some like wacky, huge, hot, start or anything. Like, they just feel like they've baseballed their way into a good record.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, and this is not, or it's not intended to be a slight towards the Phillies. I don't feel like they're the best team in baseball.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't care what their record is.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't
yeah.
mean that as a negative. I just
like power ranking wise, if you go around the league, they're still like fifth.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's the record. I'm not giving back the wins. Everybody's gonna get a chance to play Oakland and Colorado and all those teams. I'm just encouraged that it looks like the team is starting to get its footing going. And if we look up in August and September and they're playing well, that's when I'm gonna be excited. So to your point, I guess I'm not paying attention to them being the best team in baseball right now from a record standpoint. He's saying he doesn't want the spotlight on them as the best team in baseball.
Keep it off.
So right. The difference is last year, I felt like the team saw that they had the best record in baseball. So when they started slipping, they looked at the standings and they were like, mm-hmm. everything's all right.
Yep.
I think they acted in a similar way to fans last year. They were like, look, this is just baseball. I don't think we're getting that this year because they're not out. If they lose three in a row, they could have the fifth best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They're not games and games ahead of everybody. Yeah. So I'm not too worried about it at this point.
And I mean, Bryce hasn't hit his Bryce stride yet. So I feel like when, you know, he's not playing at his best, he's not going to let up. So he's not relaxed. Like he's still grinding and working.
Oh, that's what he does. Now, how many innings do you guys see of the 10 o'clock starts over the weekend? You make it a little bit?
Well, I saw a lot, actually. I saw
How many innings? That's 27 innings?
Well, I had 11 on Saturday night.
So
that's 29 innings.
Yeah. So Friday night I saw the whole game.
It took me a while to count those up.
Yeah, we got there.
Well, and Sunday was just a
4 o'clock start, so we're all right.
So
there.
Friday night I saw the whole game.
Yeah.
Saturday night I fell asleep after the top of the ninth. That was 6-6.
And did you fall asleep before the Kepler home run or after the Kepler home run?
I fell asleep after it was 6-6. It was so that's after the Kepler.
Yeah,
home
dude, that's when I fell asleep too.
Yeah. I was like, when they went in the bottom of the ninth, 6-6, I was like, they're losing this game. And I was fading anyway. It was too late.
I didn't see one inning of the games.
Yeah, well, it was not a bad week. Although Saturday might have been game of the year.
Pretty exciting game.
Yeah. Going back and watching that. Now, I felt.
I did see Reds Cubs this weekend.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Perfect. What was your big takeaway from Reds Cubs this weekend there, Ike?
I'm just saying, I saw Reds Cubs this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't have a takeaway.
No. To address the elephant in the room, yes, I fell asleep on Saturday night after it became 6-6. And the back of my eyelid saw the game of the year, which
there
is very very disappointing.
Yeah. So what happened Saturday night?
Well,
Marsh threw the guy out of the plate.
An outrageous throw, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it's one knock when I saw Marsh throw that ball. And I thought back to the last two times I've seen Rojas throw that. Mm-hmm. Rojas is a good fielder. Does not have an arm.
Nah, very weak arm.
Very weak arm, you know? And seeing Marsh out there with that, you got a cannon.
Yeah, but then again, Friday night, Rojas makes that catch, but Marsh doesn't catch.
Wow. And that, so was that a good catch
or not? The expected batting average on it was over 800. That's my only point. I think he did make it harder than it had to be.
He misplayed it. A little bit. Yeah.
Wasn't routine.
Okay.
It's like, who's the one center fielder we used to have out there that did? He used to misplay. He made every catch seem like it was a top 10 catch.
Well, if you're talking about Ben Revere,
I think it was Ben Revere, right?
Ben Revere had the biggest noodle of of an arm I think I've seen in my entire life.
Not a big arm on Ben Revere.
No, he was not. So what else do we have here? Oh, Bohm's hitting fifth tonight.
Might have been Odubel who was out there.
Well, Odubel, for sure. They had no idea how to track a baseball. He almost cost Hamels his no-hitter.
I remember that.
It was nauseating.
Live.
So Bohm is now up to fifth. So the lineup came out. He's behind Schwarber, of course, but he's hitting ahead of Casty, Kepler, and Real Muto. The stones, I appreciate it, of Rob Thompson to put JT that low, I appreciate it.
Well, he hardly ever feels like a threat.
Yeah.
Real Muto at this point. Yeah, and Casty's had an all right year. I don't think he's been great.
It's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like super impactful. He hasn't been a black hole, I guess, in that
spot. Bomber back up in the five hole, huh?
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Ike?
I feel good.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
I don't care.
There it is.
I'm going to find this just, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you're just a hater of a guy. And
Been there, brother.
I don't like watching the guy, and he could hit 600, and I'm going to find something wrong with it. Here's how I knew that there was something wrong. Yeah. So he hits the home run in Sacramento. And I send Jack a text right away. I'm like, three of his four home runs are in joke stadiums. And that's when I realized, I'm just going to I'm going to figure out a way for everything he does to be wrong. And I'm just admitting it. I'm getting it out there. You can throw it back in my face. Well, when I say something wrong about you, you could be like, you're just a hater. Yes, absolutely. Just a hater.
Yeah, listen, it's okay to admit it. Sometimes you just got to put it out there. Yep. It is what it is.
I feel like I need to clear up the Chicago-Cincinnati thing.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
I was at home this weekend.
In Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati,
there,
yes.
Yeah. You're not just on the MLB extra innings.
I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, maybe nobody else knows that I went home this weekend.
You could feel the Twitter being
like,
open.
Hey, you work here.
Yeah. I love it.
Ike just on the MLB app watching random MLB games.
Yeah. Yes. So there.
Thank you. Okay. Way to clear it up. So I've been thinking a lot more about the Rhys Hoskins reunion that we threw out last week.
Yeah. It's the same this weekend.
Yeah. He'll be in town. Looking forward to it. I got two things on it. One, I just want to paint the picture of the first game, if they did trade for him. The CBP pop for his first ever at bat.
Well, he gets standing ovations even when he's not on the Phillies, as we found out.
It's just, can't you see a whole crowd just weeping?
They
get a little teary-eyed as Rhys walks. And then maybe they play the bat spike clip, and 45,000 go nuts for his first game back after they trade for him. That's what I want. They're not losing the World Series if they trade for Rhys. The pop will be popped.
If you had a choice, Rhys or a bullpen arm?
How about this? You're going to hate it. They're going to get both.
No.
Yep. They're
going
to get both.
That's not what I asked you. I don't want you to be a little podcaster guy. I want you to be radio guy.
Well,
here.
All right. So a difference making bullpen arm. I would take a difference making bullpen arm.
Over
Rhys. Yes.
Okay.
But I would take Rhys and not the best reliever on the market.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you. I was riding in today.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Scoops Caney a little.
Scoops.
Or something here. She convinced me. She reminded me as I was listening to her on with the midday show.
Yep.
Do we really want Rhys Hoskins playing first base?
Well, if you want to go by analytics, he's been better defensively than Harper this year.
Yeah,
first.
Defense analytics.
There's no way I'm buying that.
Yeah. I agree.
There's no way I'm buying that. Yeah, do I want Rhys over there at first base?
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the difference, because essentially what you're talking about is the difference between Rhys Hoskins and Max Kepler at the plate. Because you're putting Bryce in the outfield. That's basically the difference we're talking about.
Which I'm not even sure I want that either.
Or you're talking about moving Kepler to center.
No, or you could put Schwarber back in left.
We definitely don't want that to happen.
With Harper at first and Hoskins as the DH.
No.
They want a pennant with Hoskins at first base and Schwarber in left field, by the way. And
Bryce is a DH.
Whatever is allowing Schwarber to perform
at this
level.
Yeah, I don't want him in left field.
I agree.
I think we got to move on.
Mm-mm. I don't want to. Now,
I think we got to move on.
Now,
you're taking away a gold glove first baseman.
Well, he's still going to be there. No, he's not going to be there. I get it. I understand it. I also don't think he's disaster. I think he's gotten a little bit better at first base. Oh, Hosky. I know.
I'm with Scoops.
All right. Well, here's the other thing.
He said no. I'm out.
Well, Jack's thinking about podcast downloads
now. I'm just thinking about that first at bat, frankly.
Yeah, that's what
I want. But then the other thing on Rhys, and then we'll move on. And I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to put it into the universe, but it has to be brought up for the honesty of the conversation. It's also decent Schwarber insurance if he happens to walk. He could be the DH if they can't re-sign Schwarber. He has a mutual.
Oh, you mean walk?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there might be a world where Schwarber's not a Philly, which I don't want, obviously. But if it happened to happen,
sure,
you have Rhys Hoskins in the fold.
Dude, there is no way in hell they are letting Kyle Schwarber leave here.
I don't think so.
There's no way that's happening.
I don't think so.
Guy's going to hit 50 freaking home runs this year.
I think privately they're like...
He's going to hit 40-plus home runs this year, man.
I think privately they're like, look, if we sign... I just don't think they're getting a discount by signing him now, which is why I don't think they're signing him.
I still agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
And I don't believe the Giglio thing. Somebody's going to offer him 6 years or something. He's a 32-year-old DH. They're not offering him... Nobody's offering him some giant contract to walk.
You can put him in left field to slow down the production a little bit and get the price.
That's what you got to do. Now, that's chess.
Boy, that's some twisted thinking
chess. Everybody else is thinking checkers. That's chess.
That's
buddy.
Chess right there. Yep. My goodness.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is just outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? 53.8% say yes.
I'm a little surprised at that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is different. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus probably feels differently. You're
sure
on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Well, hey, welcome back, boys. Nice holiday weekend. You know, some people, you know, I had some Green Bay fillets in my house. Some people had, you know, some veggie kebabs and all that. I'm glad y'all had a good weekend.
There you go. Yep.
I rode through Columbus. I thought about you, Corey.
Oh, did you? You should have came through. We had some Green Bay fillets. We had some ram chops, all that. You know, all that.
Ram chops.
We had all that. So if you wanted some, you know, I would have took care of you. You just had to let me know, but. Man, look, we ain't getting rid of no Kyle Schwarber. I don't know what Jack trying to make some podcasts. People to listen, tune in. I don't know. We retrying Aaron Nola. We better not let.
I'm with you. Everyone, take a deep breath. I want Schwarber back.
He's not going anywhere.
I don't think so either.
Don't even put it out there in admin.
I know. No, it's my bad.
Yeah, it is your bad. All right, let's get on the topic at hand. Look, so. This is my thing about the whole quarterback situation. I personally feel like y'all disrespecting Patrick Mahomes. And I get it. He had a down year last year. But it's like with everybody arguing about elite, he got all them things. Winning, MVP.
We're disrespecting Patrick? How did we disrespect Patrick Mahomes?
Because y'all said Josh Allen and Burrow, y'all wouldn't argue. But no, they not. Don't do that.
From a talent standpoint, they are just as good as he is.
What we arguing about, like – We people arguing Jalen Hurts winning, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, what they do from the passing and the popped off, Lamar Jackson as the MVPs, that dude got all that and won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Them other dudes is like, we take one from what they got. He got all that. So he in a tier by himself. I'm not going to get mad if somebody say they feel like Josh Allen or Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts. I don't feel that way. But, I mean, like, if you look at that, like – Spike saying when he watched them play, like he sits up there and be like, oh, I see this, what they do better. See, when I grew up, I was always taught you play to win the game. That's what Herm Edwards said, former Eagle great. You know what I'm saying? So you play to win the game, and that's what Hurts do. And I get it. He don't put up the flashy numbers and all that. Like, y'all might not like this comparison, but like Hurts kind of remind me a little bit of like an NBA, a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Like, Kawhi Leonard, a lot of people don't. When you look at what he do and the way
what
he
play,
like. What
are you talking about? Kawhi Leonard, like, when they won a championship, looked like Michael Jordan for real, Michael Jordan. Scored like 35 points a game.
Can I finish my point?
Well, I guess.
Kawhi Leonard, for his career, averaged 19 points a game. So when you look at somebody that averaged 19 points a game, 5 assists, 5, and you say, oh, that guy better than Joel Embiid, what you going to say?
Yeah, but you're saying his career. What has Kawhi Leonard averaged in the last 6 years of his career, 7 years?
He averaged 21 points last year.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is what Jalen Hurts does, Jalen Hurts is a two-time Pro Bowler. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, and he has a championship. He don't got no MVPs. He got a second-team All-Pro. When you look at Kawhi Leonard's resume, it's the same thing. He got championships. He don't got no MVPs.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? 25.5 points a game, 26.6, 27.1, 24.8, 23.8, 23.7.
What did Kawhi Leonard average for his career?
Yeah, but you're taking the half of his career where he was a complimentary piece.
When you know, and that's what y'all do. That's what you do with Jalen?
Yes, but nobody. Okay, this is perfect. Actually, we're in a perfect spot. When Kawhi Leonard won Finals MVP the first time, when he was on the team with Tim Duncan, there was nobody who thought he was the best player in the league. You want to know why? Because he wasn't.
Okay.
Because he wasn't.
But see, you're trying to put an argument on me that you thought I was going to say. I literally just said that if people have Joe Burrow
okay.
and Josh Allen ahead of Hurts, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
I don't feel that way, but if that's how you feel, I mean, what they do on the paper, you can't argue with the stats they put up. I just said I value winning over what those guys do.
They're not like diametrically opposed. Like those guys win as well. They haven't won a Super Bowl, but Josh Allen has won tons and tons of games and has played well in the playoffs and all of those things.
I get all that, but what I'm saying is when you're in the NFL, you got to beat one guy, and those dudes don't do it. Joe Burrow beat him one time. I'll give him that. But Jalen Hurts, like the guy earlier they brought out, oh, what is Jalen Hurts? I'm not picking Jalen Hurts in a shootout. And when you look at what Jalen Hurts did in a dozen shootouts versus these quarterbacks, like his numbers is there. Like, so what I'm saying is, like, I get it. Consistently, he's not putting up the 4,200-yard seasons, the 45 touchdowns and all that. I get all that. So if you want to put a guy like Allen, Burrow, all them ahead of him, that's cool. But when I want to sit up here and say, when I feel like I need a guy to win me a football game, I'm taking Hurts over him because I've seen him do it against a guy that those guys can't win against. And we sit up here and we look at, like, I mean, I'm not going to get up here and get to the ones and twos. All I know is what they say. You say Jalen Hurts a bad leader and all that. All I know is I know a guy in the league that a receiver left his team because he said that he ain't like playing with him. So we bring up A.J. Brown. All I know is I know a guy that left a team.
Are you talking about Stephon Diggs?
Well, but they traded Stephon Diggs.
All I know is I know a guy that left a team because he ain't like playing with the quarterback.
Hold up. They traded Stephon Diggs because they chose Josh Allen. Like, if you want to get into lie detector mode and put A.J. Brown on it and ask him if he ever wanted to be traded to a different team or have a different quarterback, he probably fail that lie detector. Now, it's worked out for him.
I don't know about hypotheticals. All I know is about what happened.
All right.
All I know is about what happened.
Okay. All right.
And that guy
got traded
away. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's all. Like I said, if that's your guys and you think better Jalen Hurts at five, I'm not going to get mad. I personally just feel like he's two because of based off his resume. But I'm not going to argue with you and scream feet. You thought you had me today. I came in with a different angle, boy.
No, I like it. It was a good angle.
Because you tried to put something on me. You ain't.
I didn't try to put anything on you. You just compared him to Kawhi Leonard. It's psychotic.
Hey,
but
no, it's not psychotic. I mean, look at what I'm saying. Look at the numbers. Like, what I'm saying is Kawhi Leonard was great this year. If you look at Jalen Hurts last 5 years, you love to bring up last season. But in 2023, they might have finished trash, but he was balling. Go look at the number. The Josh Allen game was in 23. When he beat the Chiefs was in 23. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like I get it. The Dolphins game, that's 23.
Wait a minute. The Chiefs game. You want to look up Jalen's numbers in the Chiefs game in 23?
When the game was on the line, both was garbage.
Okay.
Are you want to pinpoint games? Look at
you brought
game.
It up.
No,
you brought up the game.
I'm just saying, like, he wasn't garbage in 20. We love to pinpoint parts of the season. Like, we look at the end. We look at before the bye. That's cool. But look at the career and whole. Like,
okay.
He was balling in 2023. He was the MVP favorite after that Bills game. Now, it fell apart. I give you that. But that was, like, week 15 or week 13 or something when that happened.
All right. What is your, for next question, what's the best concert you ever saw?
Oh, so the best concert I ever saw, I would have to go with, this was before he went off the deep end, he was crazy. But when Kanye West had the Pablo tour, that was fire.
Yeah, he had a moment. I mean, Kanye had a thank you for the call, Corey.
Never seen Kanye.
I did not see Kanye. He had a solid, 8 years where people like Elliot would have jumped off a building to go see Kanye.
Kanye love. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Secret genius.
Yeah, I wonder if he deleted all those tweets.
The Kanye love.
Yeah. There's a lot of Kanye. He has gone.
You know what my best rap concert probably was? Nobody's probably going to name this one, though. Remember the Up in Smoke concert?
Yeah, with Busta Rhymes. And...
No, Up in Smoke. Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Snoop.
What was the Busta Rhymes tour called? That
Eminem.
Oh, no, I never
Eminem,
saw that.
Eminem, yes. Only time I've ever seen Eminem in concert.
It was
in Detroit too. This was Detroit. Yeah, at the old palace, Auburn Hills, at the palace. Man, that was a pretty good concert to go to.
The best. No, it's not going to sound good now. But the best rap concert I ever saw was the Puff Daddy and the Family World Tour in 2000.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough one.
Jay Z.
Say the Jay Z concert.
Well, it was the Puff Daddy and the Family. Look. I didn't go to the party afterwards. I wasn't backstage. I'm just saying the concert was good. What do you want out of me? Good. Even the Bad Boy reunion show was awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a little tough right now. It is what it is.
You know, you don't endorse everything. You know? In fact, most of the things I do not endorse.
Way to put that out there.
Yep. I just want to be clear. We played a little of Podcast Pete earlier. We have another clip from the small forward who won't stop talking.
I got something I got to let you see. Eventually.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if this is good. No, I'm sure it's bad. I'm just saying I don't know how bad it is.
All right. We'll get to that, too.
Nice.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have Phil's baseball for you tonight. 6:45 first pitch against the Braves. Spencer Strider versus, is it Ranger tonight or Sanchez? It is Ranger.
Ranger.
We will get back to our everyday Eagles topic for the day. By the way, we are 100 days away from the Eagles season. We're going to do an Eagles question every day. Not necessarily always to lead off the show, but a different one to count down. We're lying to you and telling you it's going to be 100 questions. It's not.
No, we don't.
It's 100 days, but we're not going to be on 100 days.
No, there's going to be some Phillies day games in there.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of questions.
So hopefully we don't forget about this bit.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about it. This is something I can build into the show every day. Are you kidding me?
You love that.
It's a good bit.
Oh, yeah. Man, you can put it on your little Google Doc.
Ah, yeah, my little preparation, like a coward.
What a loser.
Look at me.
Yep.
Preparing. Who'd have guessed? We'll get to today's topic in a second, but I would say the topic that we will have all summer is Podcast P, because Paul George refuses to stop podcasting, even though everybody just wants him to be quiet and play better this year. He thinks that podcasting is his primary job. So he was doing his pod this week with Carmelo Anthony and talked about, if you remember, Ike, Paul George was caught in his car after the Eagles had won the NFC Championship game.
Say, hurry up with that.
Yeah, I know. You left a pregnant pause after caught in his car.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
Jeffrey Toobin?
It wasn't after the Super Bowl. It was after the NFC Championship game. You know, he couldn't drive anywhere. It became a funny little moment. And he talked about the moment here on his podcast.
As soon as I roll the window down, they like this. Yo, that's Paul George. Yo, that is Paul George. Said, yo, we could have kept Tobias. We could have kept Tobias. You going to do this? Shout out TB. It ain't no joke at TB. It was funny, but it was like some shit you take to the heart. Like, you right. Facts. I got you. I got to the crib, found the closest basketball. Yo, let me get right.
So Tobias Harris responds to that and quote tweets the video and puts with a picture of him smoking a cigar. And he said, after the parade, 4-27. Which is what the Sixers record was after the parade.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Now, hold on. Hold on, Toby.
Well, can everybody in this whole situation slow down a little bit?
Yes.
Everybody. Paul George, like, yes, you know, and really, and, you know, I'm not a Tobias guy, but the nerve of saying that motivated you.
Right.
Like being compared to Tobias Harris.
That's, yeah. No, you're right.
It's like,
you're right.
And I think Paul George is better than Tobias Harris,
sure.
But like the nerve, you know, of thinking that this is why a current player having a podcast is just like more trouble than it's worth, because he's speaking loose and freely, yep. Which I can generally appreciate. Not this time, you know?
Yeah.
Shut up. Now, Tobias.
No, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's like everybody might need to slow down a little bit. Yeah. It's like battle of the mids here. You know, it's like, I suck worse. No, you suck worse. No, you suck worse. You know, it's like, come on.
Wow.
Stop doing the podcast, Paul George.
Yeah, PG, come on, man. You're going to be here next year. Look like, it feels like he's going to be here. That, okay, maybe he won't.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I would
Sorry,
say probably.
Look on your family. I'm like, okay, maybe he won't be
here. Probably.
Come on, brother. Get healthy. Get back in the gym.
Yeah. If you want to be a podcast, you come on our podcast once a month.
Right.
We'll edit it before it goes out so you don't get caught saying any of this stuff. You don't need to be doing your own podcast right now.
Man.
You really don't. You're making $55 million a year.
Yeah.
What is that pod paying you? All right. Anyway.
Is it paying him anything?
Yeah, I'm sure he makes money on it, but like, how much money could he make?
Like, what's that, drive-around money? Like, what type of money is he making?
He's not Jason Kelce. And nobody gave him $30 million to do Podcast P. I just can't believe this guy, man. It's like a practical joke on us. Anyway, the Everyday Eagles topic today, as we count down the 100 days, the Pro Football Focus released their quarterback rankings for 2025. Jalen Hurts was number 5. But was in the top of the second tier. The first tier being Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts being the top of the second tier, which includes Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, and...
Yeah, who else did you say?
Hold on. Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford,
Hurts.
And Justin Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert, yeah.
Yeah. The next tier was Goff, Geno Smith, and Brock Purdy. The next tier was Jordan Love, who probably would have been.
I'm surprised Jordan Love is not.
He's dropped down.
Man,
did not have a great year.
Last year he would have been up in the tier with Jaden Daniels.
You know what's funny is most of this tier, 3B, would have been much higher last year.
Right.
So Jordan Love would have been higher. Baker Mayfield probably about the same.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud would have been much higher.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence would have been much higher.
Yep.
Dak Prescott would have been much higher.
Yep.
Tua Tagovailoa probably would have been higher.
Yeah.
And the only one that wouldn't have was Kyler Murray, you know.
Yeah, he's always tricky to kind of rate.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray. Let me ask you about Jalen.
Yeah.
I know you have him. I know you're cool with the list him being where he's ranked at and everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything he can do this year that would put him up there with those other four for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play like the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. In most games.
The majority of the season.
Look like that.
Don't want
everybody talks about numbers. You want to see.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's only because we don't know what is appealing to someone.
Josh Allen's numbers are not like crazy. They're not Burrow numbers.
Yeah.
This past year.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. They weren't Burrow numbers. They weren't Lamar numbers.
Yep.
If he plays like that, which I don't think is out of bounds, and I think is a lot more like the 2022
Jalen. It's closer to 2022,
What I am hoping is, what happened in those games unlocked something that he forgot or broke.
Right.
Like something clearly was different in 23 and the beginning of 24 than it was in 22.
Right.
Sometimes like you just need to see something or feel something or trust something or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping is them, and by the way, this happened to Josh Allen to an extent, mm-hmm. is they pulled him back.
Sure, yeah.
And it eased in,
mm-hmm.
and he became MVP guy last year. Didn't start off as MVP guy
right.
last year. It was fine, but didn't.
I still can't believe, was it his peers that voted him overrated?
Most overrated. It was.
It was the players, right?
It was players.
Well, by the way, players are struggling because they said the same about Halliburton, right?
Yes, he was also voted as most overrated.
Yeah.
Whoops
right.
and whoops.
Players are struggling, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that makes the Ace Bailey thing it's a little
with
concerning.
Paul George, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
Players are good at playing. Maybe not always great at evaluating.
Right, yeah, evaluating is not always the
you know.
Best. Yeah.
So I think if Jalen plays like that, then he's a guy.
All right.
So, well, he'll start passing the eye test and everything will be fine.
Listen, I'm fine. I just wanted to know whether or not there's anything he can do, because some people he's never going to be able to do to be in that class. Because you know his physical things aren't going to change.
No.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he's not
going
to throw the ball like Josh Allen or any of that stuff. I don't think that's ever going to change. But you're saying if more of the offense is about throwing the ball.
They some have more explosive plays throwing.
Yeah.
I think it opens the game up a little
bit.
Honestly, even at this point, what are the quarterbacks? I think five is fine, is fair.
Yeah, no, you said that.
I would have Stafford above him.
Okay.
I would have... See, you know I love Baker.
Baker, yeah.
I would have Baker Mayfield above him. And that's probably it. Like, Purdy has had one great year, too. That's it. Jared Goff has failed in the playoffs too many times. Justin Herbert, like, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, Justin Herbert has more physical arm mm-hmm. talent than Jalen does. But, mm-hmm. like, eventually you're going to have to be good in real life.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that I would have had above him last year, like the Love, CJ Stroud, like they haven't earned it.
Right.
I just don't think they've earned it. Jordan Love had a weird year last year.
He did.
And it felt like when you watched him, it did feel like something mechanically fell apart. Like he was less disciplined. It felt mm-hmm. like he was thrown off his back foot mm-hmm. all the time, taking too many chances. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
215-592-9494. You know who doesn't take any chances? Is you. You don't want to take chances with your new doors and your new windows. When you go Guida, there's no chance you're taking, because you're going to get the best deal. They're taking care of you. You're going to get the best product. You're going to have the highest efficiency, you know, high efficiency, low E glass of those windows. The best that make the doors right there on site. That was in the factory. It's pretty wild. You want a front entry door, make it for you. If you want a sliding patio door, you're not taking a chance with Guida. So if new windows, new doors is on your to-do list, take care of Guida, right? Let Guida take care of you, rather. 20% off every window, 20% off every door, no money out of pocket. So you start your project with no money down, and you're going to take up to 3 years to pay it off with no interest. Your energy bills are going to go down. The value of your home is going to go up. All good things. Call Guida, 877-GO-GUIDA. Because this offer is a limited time only, and there are restrictions. They'll get you the details and all that. You set up your free, no-obligation at-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. What, Jack, if you're going to do that, like, what are you laughing
at? No, I was talking to myself. Okay. I'm thinking about how I'm setting up this top five.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, you're already excited for it.
I am excited for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. I'm trying to think of how I'm going to deliver some of the things.
Okay. Gary and Vineland here on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I got a quick sleeper cell report. I meant to call last week, but I didn't have the time. Spike, you were catching some shrapnel, man.
Wait, a quick what? I'm sorry, say again?
Sleeper cell report.
Oh, sleeper cell report. Okay.
Chuck was on the morning show saying that you got killed in your debate. And then, of course, Andy in the afternoons just, I guess he gets like a chuckle every time he says your actual name. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, Andy from Deptford, who sits on hold for 3 hours every one of our shows and we never talk to him. Same Andy.
Ooh, boy.
He just has to say your name like five times.
My real name, yeah, here's the thing. First of all, Chuck calling the morning show and siding with Jolly. Look, anyone siding with Jolly just agrees with his point. Jolly didn't win the debate. He didn't win the debate.
Well, AI disagreed.
No, you didn't even listen to the AI thing. How do you even know what the AI said? And look, if you agree with Jolly, that's fine. He didn't win the debate. So Chuck can call the morning show all he wants. And Andy from Deptford, if we want, my real name is Brett. Everybody knows my real name's not Spike. It's Brett. Nobody's called me, but Ike's real name is Isaiah.
Hey, man.
And my real name's John.
And his real name's John. So we're all liars.
Yeah, but hold on. I was named Jack.
Your name is John.
Man.
And my name is not.
You named yourself Spike.
How about this? I've been going by Spike for as long as you've been alive.
Well, that's more of an indictment on you.
Oh, is it?
Actually, I don't know what indictment means, but
okay.
let me go.
Okay. All right, Gary. Go on.
Big Daddy Graham was at. Nobody cared. He was Big Daddy Graham. That's respect.
Right.
But, yeah, I think five is a good number for him. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, a little disrespect because he was two Super Bowls, 1-1 against arguably one of the best teams in his era. But I don't, you know. They're going to say it was the defense, it was everything else but him, but in those big games, he shows up.
Do you think he should be in that top tier, or no? Forget about five, because five is sort of like a, disrespectful to be five. Do you feel like he should be in that tier one, though, with those other guys, forgetting about five?
I think he should be tier one just because of his accomplishments. I mean, I know all season long, maybe he didn't have the stats the other guys do, but when in the big games, he showed out.
He sure did. What's the Gary? Thank you for the sleeper cell report as well. What is the next question today? What is the best concert you've ever seen?
So my best one's the same as yours. That was an amazing, insane. I've never been in anything like that. When Nirvana went on the stage, like it felt like I wasn't touching the ground because everybody was.
Oh, you went to that show at the Armory?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was amazing.
Wow.
Who was it?
The Nirvana, the Armory. Oh, okay. 93? Is that what that was? 92? 93? Maybe it was 93.
I believe you. Can I give you my worst since we had the same bet?
Sure.
I won Dave Matthews tickets, and it wasn't worth the price I paid for the ticket. It's like a cult. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
like
I saw
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, now Jack, do you like Dave Matthews shows?
No, well, I've never been to a Dave Matthews show. I think he's fine.
Okay,
I've heard they're really hit or miss though. Either amazing or horrible.
Yeah, I saw him in Camden once, and I sat in the lawn, and I was like, "Ah, this isn't for me." The music's fine. I don't mind the music.
They're kind of like Grateful Dead fans.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. When he does his hits, it was great. But then the other stuff, like they're like, "Oh my God, he's got the purple car."
Yes. Like, yeah. They're all very into it. It's like, thank you for the call, Gary. It's like, if you want to do drugs, why do you have to buy a concert ticket to go do drugs? Like, go do drugs at home.
Yeah,
you
know, that's a good PSA to put out there.
The experience of the music.
Yeah, well, you could turn on the stereo.
Yeah, it's not cheaper.
Do enough drugs to you think you're at the concert. You know, it's just like
turn your music up loud.
Yeah.
Now is that an official Spike Eskin endorsement?
No, oh, okay. I don't actually want you to do a lot
the way
of drugs.
You're endorsing?
Yes. Jim in Delray.
I don't sell drugs to children.
There it is. Jim in Delray Beach, Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Spike, I wanted to come on the air when you were talking to Jolly.
Oh.
I'm a basketball historian. I actually spoke to Will Chamberlain for half an hour. I spent time with him in Boca Raton. But that's another story. But
okay.
15 out of the top 20 GMs, ranked GMs, only have zero or one championship. 15 of the 20.
You mean of the top winning GMs?
Highest winning percentage GMs. Now, there's some that have one more, like, let's go with Myers, Krause.
R.J. Buford.
Right, and R.J. Buford.
R.C. Buford. R.C. Buford, yes.
Yeah, that's right. They have one championship. Pat Riley has won two. The New York Knicks have only won two in their history. So Daryl Morey, before this year, was at like a 630 win percentage. So when Jolly, who doesn't even watch basketball, is commenting on this stuff, it's not right. It's just not right. He doesn't understand what he's talking about.
Look, and preaching to the choir here, Jim.
Yeah, he did get you on one point. Like, you should have responded. What trades has he made? Well, just the Simmons-Harden trade. Harden trade has landed us several number ones plus SWAT picks, and you didn't really bring that up.
Well, I did, but he also thinks that James Harden, that like trading Ben Simmons for James Harden is not a win.
That's a clear win because you don't know what that's going to bring you down the road.
Sure, and they ended up with the Clippers pick and the Clippers swap and all that.
That's correct. That's correct.
Look.
You didn't bring that up. And the other trade, which is a win-win, is Grimes and the number 35 this year. You didn't bring that up.
That was a good trade, too. Now, that was also, he traded a guy, Caleb Martin, who he signed, so it was erasing a mistake, I guess. But, yes, I agree. But here's the thing, Jim. Here's the thing on Jolly. Every point I made, he dismissed as not mattering. So I said he drafted Tyrese Maxey. He said, doesn't matter. I said he drafted Jared McCain. He said, it doesn't matter. I said he traded Ben Simmons for James Harden. He said, it doesn't matter.
Said winning is the only thing that matters.
Winning a championship is the only thing that matters. Unless you're Mikal Bridges or Sam Presti, in which case, then just lasting longer than the Sixers.
Sam Presti has never won a title.
I know it.
I was trying to tell you.
But he's about to win his first.
Yeah, he's going to win this year.
A handful of GMs that have won titles. Jerry West, Krause. The guy you met from San Antonio, and you figure what's the guy Myers from Golden State, KD fell on his lap. So, come on, I mean, you have to win, but it's hard to win a championship. Jolly says, "Oh, you're not good if you win a championship." That's a ridiculous statement, and he doesn't even watch the NBA.
Yeah, I honestly think Jolly's full of it, Jim. To be quite honest with you.
Well, you know what? I mean, I understand what he's saying, but it's you've got to bring a point up. But he has made some great trades. When Harden lost his championships, remember he lost to San Antonio and he lost to Golden State, slightly better teams. You can't do anything about that. And you made a very valid point, Spike, when you said players win, not the GMs. You were 100% correct with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I appreciate the call, Jim.
But you didn't bring up a couple of points with the issue about trades.
You brought them up.
The Simmons trade is a joke. You could not have gotten the draft capital for Simmons.
Jim, I did bring up the Simmons trade, just to be clear. I did bring it up. I did.
I know, but we got capital from the Harden. That spun off to Harden. Plus, it freed up the money.
We should have had you debate. Yeah, we should have. Jim.
So, thank you for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. We should have Jim debate Jolly.
Yes,
because I did it wrong.
Yeah, I think he was upset that you didn't bring it. You left this out. You left this out.
It is hard to win championships.
It is.
Look. Whatever. I don't want to have the Daryl Morey debate again.
Good, man. Yes,
I'm done. Done with the Daryl Morey debate. Big Aaron, and the other thing is, Daryl Morey, you better fix this.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a little message to you, Daryl. He's like, going out on a limb here,
My neck is out here on the line.
Yeah,
buddy.
Like, you know, These YouTube videos are going to live forever. The podcast is going to live forever, Daryl. It's like, go fix this. Go get on the horn with Paul George and be like, I am training you $55 million or paying you $55 million a year. What do you need to do a podcast
stop
for?
Podcasting.
Get the podcast out of there. Get on the phone with Embiid. Maybe one time he can come into camp, not 25 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. Make that happen. Like, let's go. Make it happen.
Can you get a new knee in that?
Well, maybe a new knee.
Yeah, maybe a new knee.
Maybe a new knee. That would probably help, too. You can't do anything about that.
Listen, it's been quiet on the Joel front.
It really has. It's been more than 6 weeks since the surgery, too.
Yeah, where's that update?
No update.
For the knee scope.
They're just hoping everything just keep going, and we look up it's Eagles training camp.
Yeah, yeah. I'm slipping it in on a Friday.
Yep.
I just can't wait. It's like they're sitting there like, someone tweeted us.
Not yet.
Friday at 5:22 will be injury update, and it'll just be reevaluated in another 6 weeks, which is here's what's going to happen when we get an Embiid update. It's going to be progressing. We'll update you
again.
We'll check in again in another 6 weeks. That's exactly what it's going to happen. All right, Jack, you've been talking about this top five you have coming up. You've been grinning about it. You've been giggling in the studio. I wonder if the YouTube people can see you giggling.
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you have coming up in the top five?
I want to make this clear. Non-serious. We're doing this all with a smile. We're having fun. Okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Things guys do that annoy me.
Oh, things that guys do that annoy you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. What could he be saying that could make somebody mad? Yeah.
Well, not mad. Just like obviously, there's bad things
that annoy you. Yeah.
I'm talking about like these are like everyday things that guys do that bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not like you're a guy. Murder.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting the murder off the table.
Okay.
Yeah. That one's not. We obviously know that one.
All right. So just fun little annoying things.
Yes. As I am a guy, yeah. But I think I'm developing into more of a guy's guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is going to hurt.
Who's seeing that?
It's actually not going to hurt. I think you'll be proud of me. Ike.
Really?
Okay. Seeing other guys may agree with you. Okay. Well, I'm interested unless I'm on the list.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.